From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been very quiet up there in Montecito.
Hello.
As the royal focus has now shifted upon Prince Andrew. Yesterday, the Queen stripped her son, Andrew,
of his chonies.
Well, he's
paddled his little bare bottom,
he loved it.
He's
going to lose that soon enough. But yesterday, she stripped him of all his military titles. And
shame! Shame! Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Yeah, mommy, shame him now. Shame him.
Shame!
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 I'm now the smartest child in the royal family.
Oh, God help us. All right, and she also stripped him of the use of his royal highness use. So he
stripped his little royal hiney.
He cannot be an HRH anymore. Anyway, Buckingham Palace says Andrew will also give up his charity leadership roles after a U.S. Judge ruled this week that a sex abuse lawsuit against Andrew can continue. The prince, as you might have heard, has been accused of abusing a then 17-year-old girl quite a few years ago, but
I told him you never, never get caught.
What in the heck is going on? Andrew is denying the claims, of course, and he will now fight them in a U.S. civil court where the Queen says he will fight as a private citizen.
Yes, we have reached up under the kilt and taken away the royal jewels.
The Duke
shame!
Of-
shame!
The Duke of York is only, by the way, the fifth royal in recent history to stop using the HRH title. Princess Diana and Andrew's ex-wife Fergie, the Duchess of York, lost the use after their divorces from Prince Charles.
Couldn't hold on to that studly son of mine.
She got too old for him. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle agreed to lose theirs as part of their Megxit deal with the Queen. Now, the palace says while Her Majesty remains close to Andrew, a royal source say There was nothing from the Queen about her being sad or dismayed, nothing emotional. It was all very cutting. But according to
what he wanted to say.
I mean, you know, it's still
he's
her son.
He's just a naughty boy.
Yes, it's
forgive
still her
him.
Son. And according to the New York Post, the Queen, who is believed to have been funding Andrew's legal defense from her private accounts, may continue to do so. He reportedly receives around $323,000 a year from her. Now, while she may be a little more supportive...
A mere pittance.
Prince Charles...
So I got my picture on it.
Prince Charles and Prince William both are demanding Andrew's exile.
You're demanding. They'll send him to Sealand.
Oh, God, don't do that.
He'll have to answer to Baroness Lisa Stanley.
Don't do that.
Shame.
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 I will make him do the walk of shame.
Shame. I think you could get with the Baroness if you want to.
No, you can't.
Oh, she's a loose woman.
Oh, no, she isn't.
You should see her all over Brentwood. Picking up movie stars.
All right, listen, and this morning, British paper The Sun, which is always such a trashy paper, but you gotta love this morning's headline. And it's not about Andrew, oddly enough. That was the Daily Mail. Their entire paper was about Andrew. This headline says, Crown of Yawns. And they're talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They are among the most boring things in life, according to a new study. In fact, they're not the first, though. They are the second most boring things in life. Watching paint dry, that's the first.
I think Meghan is much more fascinating than paint. Isn't that right, my old paint? That's right, darling.
Listen,
Camilla isn't
know,
even fascinated.
I know that Harry and Meghan must be very happy right now because all the focus is on Uncle Andrew. He's that weird uncle that you have at Thanksgiving, you know?
He wants to still work with the Girl Scout troops. So I had to say no. No, Andy.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.